Well, the good thing about football is, especially in the NFL, you got to move on quickly. And watching the film Monday and Sunday night, a lot of things that are easily correctable, and we'll get them fixed. And we understand that this game is important, that we got to play a lot better. Another divisional road game against a great defense, and we're excited to get on the field and play again and get the bad taste out of our mouth.
What stuck out to you is, you know, maybe a recurring theme for problems with the offense?
Well, it's just mistakes that are easily correctable. That you know, we're too good of a team to be making those mistakes, and we got to establish the run better. We had, you know, the first run that was great, and then towards the end of the game we were running the ball a little bit better. We got to continue to develop that area and can't turn the ball over.
Do you have a process like when you go into the film room? Take your medicine, turn the page, and refocus. I mean, how does one do that?
You know, one does that from the understanding that it's a necessity. And, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays, it's always that transition. You know, Sunday night is you get that bad feeling. And Monday morning, as you head in the film room, you get that bad feeling. And as you watch the game, you're like, oh, man, you know, that's something that was just that dumb that could have easily just not happened. And as you watch it, it's a bad taste in your mouth, but at the same time it gives you confidence because, hey, I mean, these things are easily correctable. And then after we watch that film, you know, Monday, it's right after that we watch Chicago tape. So it's like that mindset transitions pretty quickly that, hey, it's time to move on, and you get excited that you're going to be on the field again Wednesday to practice and forget about those things.
What are the factors of, I mean, you've played well at home against division teams and not so well on the road. The factors that go in, I know it's crowd noise, but what are some of the other factors that go into, you know, the struggles on the road?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, road games are tough in general. Divisional games, which are on the road or home, are tough. And so when you combine those things, it's tough for an offense. It's a, you know, a team you face twice a year, so they really are comfortable in what they're doing against you. And their schemes against you, and like you said, the crowd noise is a big factor, and you know, for us, it's not allowing those factors to affect us. And again, watching that film, I mean, Detroit's a great defense, and they did a lot of good things. They're going to make plays, but a lot of it had to do with what we did to ourselves.
Such a strength last year. How surprising was it for you to kind of see how they've struggled a little bit here?
Well, the D-line is for Detroit is a good squad. I mean, they got a lot of talent, and they're a force. So we knew it was going to be a challenge for offensive line. We know that they're motivated, and they're great players, and we're going to get it corrected. And there's some things that I can do better, that everyone can do better, the running back, the receivers. And it's something that as an offense we could correct as a whole.
Does Bill present a game plan to you, or do you have input going in before he makes a final play?
Well, we on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I guess as the game plan is installed, it's not all, you know, it's broken up into pieces between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we have the opportunity as quarterbacks to provide input on, you know, this is what we see, this is what we like, here are the plays that we like, and Bill listens, and he does a great job of that, and so we do have some sort of input.
After the great start, perfect, you know, Adrian goes 78.
Yeah.
You established some things. When did you feel like the thing got away from you?
I mean, honestly, that feeling that it got away from me never happened. You know, it was just a couple bad mistakes. You know, a high ball that was, you know, to Jerome that unfortunately was tipped up and caught. That didn't hurt us because we ended up getting the ball right back. The defense did a great job of creating a turnover. Second interception, just trying to throw the ball away, got to have better awareness that a guy's bearing down on me, and just to, you know, my mindset is first down.